Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, welcome to Mystic Records Radio. And I have a whole good lineup for you today. And we're going to start off with a little bit of Lab Animal. Those poor little things, they go through so much, and it's really sad. I'm a big animal lover, and well, this song says it all. Here we go. Our day with a little bit of music. I figured out what I did wrong yesterday. I get impatient and I double clicked by accident because the first time I clicked the soundboard, it wasn't coming on. So I realized that it loaded twice and then it unloaded itself. So just for that, here's a little bit of Let It Be. Oh, I love this song. The only one
when I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
By Ill Repute, and you can find them on Nardcore Records at Mystic. Okay, so anyway, today has started off to be a really good day. It's nice and sunny here in Northern California, and things are looking good, and no, it looks like my computer froze. So anyway, I'm multitasking here while we're doing this radio show, and I'm putting together my website for the Café de Grand Records and putting up pictures of our reunion and things like that, and oh, my computer just doesn't want to work right, so we're at a freeze for the moment. So, let's see, what have we got here? Okay, well, and, you know, for those of you who don't know, the Café de Grand in Hollywood was a nightclub on the corner of Argyle Street and Selma Avenue in central Hollywood in the United States, which mostly featured punk rock bands, but also other styles of underground alternative rock, and this was in the 1980s. And it was almost as well known for rockabilly, cowpunk, the Paisley Underground bands, and the beginning of the garage rock revival. And, you know, I've always had such fond memories of working there. For so many years, well, it wasn't a real long time. It was actually short-lived, about 3 years. And I met a lot of really wonderful people. We had a lot of fun. You know, punk rock has always had a bad reputation. But, you know, we're like a family. And 30-some years later, we're all still friends. And I've networked with and worked with hundreds of musicians. And some, like the Red Hot Chili Peppers, are really famous now. And you know, NoFX and Circle One and Don't Know. I mean, the list just goes on. There was a list of at least 100 bands that continuously played at the Café, and it was just really fun and wonderful, and staying friends with everyone all these years has really been rewarding, you know, and I often had recurring dreams of my fondness of working there. It was the best job I ever had. It was so fun, and, you know, worked with a lot of good people, a lot of very talented artists. I even got to meet Rod Stewart. Oh, he was so cool. I was just really felt at home and comfortable with him. He's such a down-to-earth type guy. And that was at the 01 Club, where all of us who worked in the music business went after work, you know. I mean, we closed the club at 2, and then we would head on down to the 01 a few blocks away. And David Lee Roth and John Pokna ran it. It was an art gallery in the daytime, and then at night it was membership only, private membership for people who worked in the music business. And it was a lot of fun, and there used to be a great big picture. I think it was Merrill who took it. He was a photographer back then. And it was me, David Lee, me in the middle of either David Lee or John, but definitely Rod Stewart. And it's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't remember who else was in the picture except me and Rod Stewart, but it was either John or David. And it was so much fun. And I recently put up a video of John back in the days when he used to be the curator of the 01 Art Gallery. And I have to tell you, the art was something you would never, ever see anywhere. I mean, it was fantastic. One of the biggest art shows that impressed me the most was the Best of the West show. And this artist was so creative. He had paintings of art scenes. But I mean, an example, the baseball pitcher standing on the mound with his hand with the ball behind him, you know, they're getting ready to throw. The hand actually came out of the picture holding the ball. And, you know, I've never seen art like that ever again since. And it was just completely amazing. And I always remembered it, and having all of these fond memories of working at the cafe back in the 80s, I've decided to go ahead and start the company. Let's see, where are we at? All right, here we go. I had to restart things, and this is my last song for today, and this is titled Be Strong. And that's a really good message: to be strong, stand up for what you believe. Don't ever cave into anyone who tries to bully you and tell you your dreams can't be. I can't believe it, these are things. The pills have been a day. Look how I generate the kids with you. thank you for tuning in today, and I hope you enjoyed the music that I played, and I wish you all the best in everything you do, and stand proud. And don't forget to party or go home, and I'll see you next time. Bye.